prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 10 June 2025. Welcome to this program. We're going to bring up a guest in a second that has been on for quite a while with me. I'm going to call him a dear old friend. I've known him by radio and in person a couple of times over the last several years. Pastor Lindsey Williams introduced me to him, a long time ago. If you all know who Pastor Lindsey Williams is, if you don't know who he was, you missed a very good gentleman that brought forth a lot of information to the country and exposed a lot of things. And he introduced me to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, the head of the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico, many years ago. And I had him on the broadcast several times. And he kept saying, "You got to come down and see us." Finally, I did. Went down and seen him. First time I stayed a week. And let me tell you, at the hospital in Tijuana, BioCare Hospital, they put you through the works. They test this, they do that, they give you treatments for cleaning out your blood, your system, your bowels. Everything is done. They show you how to eat right and do things the way you should. Went back down the second time for 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, folks, I enjoyed the time, because it's not like going into a hospital where you're pinned up in a room with a gown on. After you're through with your treatments and the things that they do with you every day, they'll take you downtown, do some shopping, buy souvenirs, bring home, all these things. It's almost like going to a resort. And unless you, I mean, we call them cooks, but their cooks are not cooks, they're chefs. Delicious meals, good fellowship, all the employees there. From the nurses to the house cleaners to the doctors, we're like family. As a matter of fact, we had housekeepers give us a hug the day we left. I'm just absolutely amazed at what I saw in BioCare Hospital. Talked to people, a lot of Amish and Mennonites go there, I believe they both go there. I talked to people who were healed of cancer, helped with Parkinson's, and so many diseases that in this country they just write you off and let you die. I spoke to those people personally, and I know what they have been done for them. And I want to tell you right now, we're going to give you in a minute a toll-free number to write down that you can order information from BioCare Hospital. They'll send you a video and a little brochure to look at. All I can say is, if you have a situation that here in the States they say they can't help you, you get right down this phone number. You might want to take a trip south of the border for a few days and meet Dr. Rodriguez and his staff and understand that these people actually truly care. You're not a number to them. You're not a statistic, and they will tell you alternative ways that we don't have here and take care of your health problems. And with my own, and I'm telling you, this is a pastor and a brother and a friend. I have seen what we would call miracles from people that went to BioCare Hospital. And that's a fact. And I would love to get back one day. They're, of course, Tijuana's right below San Diego. It's a long trip, even by airplane. But I'll look back sometime and just can see Dr. Rodriguez face-to-face again, break bread with him, and talk to him some more. But tonight, we're going to enjoy his company. We'll open phone lines up almost immediately. If you have any health questions, I don't care what they are, everything from hemorrhoids to cancer, no matter what it is, you can talk to him. And what I can promise you is probably one of the top five leading physicians in the world today. And he's done this for so many years, he has a proof behind him to verify what I'm saying. The phone line will be open in a few minutes at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. I have a couple questions sent to me already. I'm going to ask you in a few minutes. But I want you to feel free to call. I want you to listen to what he's got to tell you. And this is the only doctor I know that you can call him on a toll-free number. He will talk to you as long as you need on the phone to help you with what you're going through. I don't know too many doctors do that, folks. I really don't. But Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor. Nice being in your program.
Oh, it's been a while now, Dr. Rodriguez, and I have to apologize. Not because I forgot about you. There's so much stuff going on. I only had three nights a week, and I ran out of time. But I just had to get you on again because I actually missed talking to you. We go back a few years, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. But you work a lot, Pastor.
Well, so, yeah, sometimes I do. And sometimes I feel like I accomplished something. Other days I wonder what I did all day. But anyway, it keeps you busy. I'm going on almost, well, I got 32 years and 3 months on the radio. That's a long time.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time. And I'm here because people out there listening to the program have supported us this longer. I wouldn't be here. So I want to bring them the best. The people listening to this broadcast, Dr. Rodriguez, are like family to me. And I've known a lot of them for 20 years and longer by radio. And I want to bring them the best, whatever I can. Whatever the topic is, I want the best individual available to bring forth information. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the best I know, period, as a doctor, to bring forth information. And folks, I've talked to Dr. Rodriguez before we come on the air. Dr. Rodriguez is, I think, 80 years old now. A little bit ahead of me.
82.
80, right? 82, okay.
Mm-hmm. 82.
Well, he was around when God built dirt. But anyway. We were talking about how things change to get older, whether they're healthier or not, folks. Age makes a difference. He didn't like to travel much anymore, and I don't either. Those things happen. And that's just a fact. And so just because you're healthy doesn't mean that your body don't get tired and your priorities don't change a little bit. And so Dr. Rodriguez is a down-to-earth kind of guy that will share with you his own personal experiences to help you understand what's going on. Dr. Rodriguez, before I got a few questions that I've already got in mind that's been given to me. But I'm going to get started. For new listeners, we have new listeners out there all the time. We're all the time picking up new stations, new outlets. Tell the folks what BioCare Hospital is, what do you do there, and how long you've been doing it.
Okay, I'd be very happy to have this conversation with your listeners. Well, I go back as a child, just as you were. I was with a very happy childhood because those were the days where families took care of children. Children were very cherished, and not only cherished, but they were personally full-time being care of.
Yes,
We didn't have any electronics. We didn't have any, really no toys or anything like that. I mean, you'd get something in the field and even kick stone or something like that and have fun, played with friends, played with the neighbors. And so there was a lot of physical activity.
Well, Dr. Rodriguez, how did we survive without cell phones? My goodness. But good. Go ahead.
Yeah. So as I was growing, my father, who was an accountant, was very careful with what children eat. And I remember distinctly telling my mother, don't do this because that's not for the children. Soda pop, which was just in the beginning, we wouldn't get even close to it because my father felt it wasn't good for the children. Candies and so on, it's the same thing. He would buy us fruit and this type of thing. They were very careful, and I don't know why. I don't even know why, because he was an accountant. His mother was also very careful. When we went to my grandmother's house, I remember how she cooked fresh everything every day and how she chose what she was going to eat because the children were going to come to the house, etc. So I grew up in that area. And also, I remember also very clearly that every time you went to the doctor, my mother would ask the doctor, what is the diet? What can you eat? What can I give the children? What can I eat myself? And the doctor would go through a number of recommendations, etc., etc. Now, forward years, and then I started looking at even my teachers, doctors that I admire, seeing a patient right after a surgery, and when the patient was discharged, the patient would say, what can I eat? And they say, no, now you can eat everything you want. And we started taking care what we did and what we'd in terms of food and entertaining and smoking and drinking and you name it, we started taking that it was our privilege. We had a sense of entitlement. We could do whatever we wanted because that's what we worked for. And the better off you were, the worse things you used to do. You ate more, you drank more, you smoked more. You drank very late at night and get very heavy meals, etc., etc. But and then we started with the other big problem of our time, processing food. Because one thing is to try to save it for the future, like when you do, for example, sauerkraut, or when you salt fish or anything like that, which is a very natural process. But then we started adding chemicals that in the best of the situations, your body doesn't need them because it can confuse our systems. So you add that we did too much, too frequent of a lot of things, and then we started adding chemicals and coloring and all these things, and then we broke something. Let me tell you something that's happening that's very important. We stopped eating together. And
that's,
you know,
true. That's true.
They're doing reports now. That's also one important reason why we are getting fatter and fatter. We're gaining weight as a society because we eat every time we feel like it. And it used to be that you ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner at certain times. And you sat with your family, and you were together. And we used to eat and talk and have a conversation and enjoy your time, etc., etc. And right now, the more we know, the more we say, digestion and assimilation of your food is a cerebral. It's a brain function. It's not your digestive system. It's not just your gut, your stomach, and so forth. It's your brain. From the minute you know you're going to eat, and when you start eating and so forth, there are a number of situations that your brain sets in motion to make your food prone to be used, to be useful. And then it promotes a number of hormones that we're beginning to understand and we just recently knew, which, by the way, are now being used to help people lose weight. And those hormones were produced whenever you sit down and start to eat. And I tell people, sit down and love thy food. Because if you start looking at your food, if you start looking at it and enjoying it and have a nice conversation at the same time, that gives the brain the time to produce the hormones that are going to feel, that will, are going to make you feel satiated. And then you, there's going to be a point where you say, I had enough. I don't need any more food. But we eat in such a hurry, with such a lack of concentration. Many people don't even know what they ate. I see them all the time in the offices and so forth, that they just open a bag of things and they just push bite after bite after. They hardly chew one part when they're already putting more in food in, and they just swallow. It's like, like a pelican. Just getting food and swallowing it and swallowing it. And that food is going to, it will never create satiation. So you continue eating and eating, and you never stop. There was an author in the beginning of the 20th century, you probably have heard of this, that used to say that we have to chew our food 33 times.
Oh, yes.
And he actually had a clinic where people would eat, and they would actually count to make sure that you chew 33 times before swallowing each part of the food. Well, let me tell you something. He achieved very good results because a lot of people lost weight and lost weight and kept it low because they continued doing it. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. If you eat slower and if you have the time to chew and to enjoy your food, satiation is going to be bigger and bigger. So you're going to be able to feel that you ate enough, and you will not need more food than what you are actually eating. And if you look around, this is something everyone of our listeners can do. If you look around, people that eat slower tend to be leaner, tend to be thinner. And people who are overweight tend to eat very fast, and they hardly have time to swallow. They just push one bite after the other, after the other, after the other. It's like if it was just compulsive. They eat too much, too fast. And, of course, before they get the satiation feeling, they already put 4,000 calories in their tummies. So that's what happens. So it has to do with a lot of things. But when I started as a doctor and I saw what patients were doing and how we're doing, one of the things I always thought is there's something missing, or there's a lot missing in modern medicine. There has to be a much better relationship between the patient and the doctor, because the more you know your patient, the better off you're going to be, the better equipped you're going to be to solve the problems. Then you might understand that this pain or this problem might be related to the other thing that in our conversation I discovered. And sure enough, many times the patient goes because of stomach ache, but you end up finding out that there's a big stress in their lives, or that there was a very old problem that the patient is just still suffering the consequences of, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then I saw what I'm talking about, that if you try to heal, you have to build up your body from inside out. You have to bring protein and nutrients and vitamins and enzymes and you name it. And if you give a person that's sick hospital food, they're going to get worse. So I started thinking, no, you need a hospital where food is part of the treatment, where food is thy medicine. So you have to create a kitchen that's 7 times the size of the pharmacy, because food is going to be part of the treatment. And then you have to create the environment where people are going to be relaxed. And then you have to see what else you can do for these people, like oxygen therapy, oxidative therapies, vitamins, nutrition, targeted supplementation, because once you start doing the examination of people and lab tests, you find out that people are very depleted in very important nutrients. And unless you bring those back, that person is not going to feel up to the maximum. I mean, you will not feel well if your vitamin D is very low or your iron is very low or things like that. So you have to supplement those intravenously. You have to get that inside the body as fast as you can. And that's just the beginning. But no matter what your problem is, you might have a simple disease, you might have a complicated infectious disease, or you might even have cancer, if your body doesn't have the strength to create great immunity, to fight back, to be resilient, then you're not going to go too far. And that's what we see every day in medical treatment. You go to the doctor, they give you a prescription, you fill the prescription, you take a pill, and you think that's going to cure you. Well, think again. You need to back up your body, because your body is going to be a very important part of this equation. If you want to help really your body, you have to start with therapies that will take care of the whole person and make a wholesome treatment, so the body can have the energy, the resources, and the capacity to heal back.
You know, Dr. Rodriguez, really what you're saying, if we would just stop a minute, is common sense, isn't it?
I think it's common sense, yes, in many ways. But what we don't think about it, and once again, we have to rethink. And we have to rethink the way we live our lives. I look around and I see once again that people will stop at any fast food place and buy a bunch of fast food with the chemicals, with the bad fats, with everything, and they don't have a time to eat. They eat whenever they're hungry. And I was telling you, and this is very important, if you are going to eat, you have to set fixed times, because our digestive system it has a very good chronometer, and if you don't respect that, don't expect that your food is going to really nourish your body. We have to learn to say, I have to have the time to have a breakfast, even if it's a small one. But I have to sit down in the morning and take a bite, see what I'm going to have. I'm going to have my egg. I'm going to have some cheese, some bread and butter and things like that. And then I'm going to make sure I'm going to have a good lunch. But sit down. Look at your food. Enjoy it and start eating it and really feel it in your palate. Chew it. Use your saliva. All these things are going to change the food. Saliva, it's a very important part of the digestive process.
That's true.
But if we just take two bites and then swallow it, you didn't give the opportunity to the food to be prepared for the next part, which is going to be the stomach digestion, which is where proteins mainly are digested. And then they go to the duodenum in the small intestine, where you're going to use the bile, the pancreatic juices to continue doing all this. And then you have to have the same thing, your dinner. But let's have an earlier dinner. Dinner used to be at 5 o'clock. I know many people are not cannot possibly do that 5 o'clock dinner, but they could do at 7 or maximum 8, and then make a lighter dinner. Remember, you have to have a breakfast as a prince, have lunch as a king, and dinner should be like a pauper. You have to do smaller meals at night, and then go to bed, and get some physical activity. Even if you get very tired from work, well, walk around the house, walk around the block, do something, And let me tell you something that we miss all together. Many people tell me, I don't have time to go to the gym, I don't have the time to this. I say, no, but you have a vacuum cleaner. And those are great tools to do exercise. Get your vacuum cleaner out and start vacuuming your living or your bedroom or things like that, because that's going to move you. The important thing is to move. The human body was created for movement, not for a desk.
That's true.
We have to sit on a desk because that's the way we live today. But whenever you have the time, you have to move. You have to get out. You have to get sunlight. We are a living organism, and life requires good water, good air, good nutrition, physical activity. We need something that fills our life. Another simple example, and couldn't be simpler than that. You get home and you hug somebody, or you pet your pet, or you talk to your dog, as simple as that, or you sit with somebody you love, that your spouse or something like that, and you start rubbing with their hand or giving them a little massage or something like that. Let me tell you something. The minute you start doing that, there is a very important hormone, which is called oxytocin, that is going to create a well-being feeling. Not only gives you a well-being feeling, but it actually helps the body to relax, will lower your blood pressure, will make you sleep better, and so forth. So when you do that, you are producing this oxytocin, and you're going to have all these. Because it feels good. I mean, I don't have to tell anybody. I mean, we have many times hugged somebody that we loved, and you can feel it. You can feel how you're breathing, your heart rate. Everything changes. And it changes also for the person that's hugged or massaged. And the same happens when you have a pet. I mean, how many times have you gotten home and then you start just petting, caressing your dog, and you start feeling better? But it's not just a feeling. It's true. So we have to fill our lives with a lot of good things that are going to make us function better. And if we're sick and we're looking for health, we're looking for healing, if we're looking for recovery, these are all the things that you have to do.
All right, hang on through the break, folks. And questions starting next half hour. 717-300-1698. And I'll go first. If you don't want to go first, I'll go first and ask some questions. You're welcome to call in right now and do it if you like. Folks, obviously, he knows what he's talking about. Let's listen to him.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demanda.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines are open for questions. And we'll get to questions just in a second. Before we get, tomorrow night we're going to have Doug Thornton join us. Pastor Doug Thornton is a gentleman that I really enjoy talking to and respect for his stance and what he is doing, trying to stop the progression of our nation being destroyed in so many different ways. So don't miss tomorrow night's program, whatever you do. Now, back to our guest, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Dr. Rodriguez, before we go any further, tell the folks how they can contact you and what number they can call to get a hold of you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a toll-free number. It's 1-800-701-7345.
Okay. Do that again.
Yeah. 800-701-7345.
Okay.
And they can call, they can ask, and I have to say, not only a toll-free number, but it's a free call. You can ask me anything. You can call me and have any health questions, any health-related or medical-related questions, and I'll be very happy to answer. Because let me tell you, through the years, I have seen countless times when I see people thinking they're doing the right thing when they're not. And it's a privilege. It's my duty to help those people, to give them explanation or try to give them the information they need to do things right. So any question you have, call me. You don't have to ask anything, just call, and whenever they answer the phone, which, by the way, will always be answered by somebody. We don't have machines. You will somebody get on the line and just say, you know, I think Dr. Rodriguez is expecting my call, so tell him I want to talk to him. And worst case scenario, they'll tell you, okay, he'll get back to you in case I'm talking to other people. But don't be shy. Call me anytime. Ask any question. And even if you know anybody that might benefit from that call, give them the number. Just say, look, tell them that you're calling, that you heard about him in Pastor Butch's show, and I'll be very happy to take your call. I'm very happy to answer your questions. And the The more questions you have, the more things we can get out of the way and say, okay, then I know I'm doing the right thing, or no, I'm not doing the right thing.
All right, great. And folks, he is on West Coast time, so he's 3 hours behind East Coast time, so just allow for that. We do have a question, Dr. Rodriguez. A caller just asked a question. Should we drink distilled water to get away from the contaminants in the city water, like the contaminants like lime and other things, calcium, can cause hardening of the arteries? Should we get away from city water and drink distilled water or purified water of some kind?
Okay, that's a very good question for many, many reasons. The short answer is, it's better if we have good quality spring water. Because spring water has what God meant it to have. Spring water has certain things in dilution, certain minerals that the body needs. Not only the body needs, but the still water will get into the cells very rapidly and produce some little swelling. So I always tell people the best way to have it is if you have, for example, well water, good, if not good quality spring water. And I know city water is getting worse and worse. I don't drink it anymore. I don't think anybody drinks it anymore because we used to be take it for granted that the city water was very good, but it's not anymore. So be careful. You can filter your water. There are many options to filter the water and remove some of these things. Now, let me go back to two things. One is calcium, and the other one is hardening of the arteries. Hardening of the arteries is the consequence of an inflammatory process of inflammation in the blood vessels. If your blood vessels are very healthy, you can chew calcium pills and nothing is going to happen. But if your blood vessels have inflammation, a low degree of inflammation all the time, they're going to break in the surface of the lining, and then calcium is going to deposit in them. So it's not because of the calcium. It's because something broke. Something is happening in the wall of the artery that makes the calcium being able to nest, so to speak, in that artery. So what we have to do is we have to keep our blood vessels clean so blood can flow very freely, will not stop, will not have any blockage, and nothing will happen. This is just I use this analogy. Like if you have an avenue, if you have a big road, and traffic is flowing, everything is going to be perfect. But if you just put something on one of the lanes, then traffic will start to stop and to back up and to get problems, and that's what happens with blood. If there's a little inflammation on the side of the arterial wall, then blood start to back up, and then a lot of things will deposit in there and create the plaque. Now, what creates inflammation? Rule number one, overweight. If we gain weight, then we create a minor inflammation throughout our body that stays there 24/7. And that can create the problem. The other one, vegetable oils. We shouldn't have vegetable oils. We should have the oils that God gave us, like olive oil. We know what's a natural oil. A natural oil is like olive oil, like coconut oil, and fat, yes, I'm saying like lard, like butter, all these things you can have. And don't let anybody tell you that that's going to make you fat. Rule number one, and very important to remember, fat doesn't get you fat. If you eat fat, you will not get fatter. You get fat if you eat abnormal fats like vegetable oils, like corn oil or grain oils. Those are not natural. They are extracted from the seeds because they're inexpensive, so they can make a big profit. But if you use olive oil, it doesn't have to be extra virgin. As long as it's 100% olive oil, you're going to be healthy. Actually, olive oil dissolves plaque. You know that in Spain, people have used olive oil extensively, and they have done studies in which they prove that by drinking an ounce of olive oil every 24 hours, you will degrade plaque formation, and you can even lower blood pressure. So that gives you a hint.
Well, Dr. Rodriguez, to drink that olive oil once a day, and I do try to do that. Matter of fact, I'm out now. I got to get some more. But to do that,
And you don't have to have a shot. You can put it in bread, and put it in a salad. You can do things like that, but make sure you have your ounce of olive oil
I don't mind the taste of it myself. I just take it straight. But if someone already has plaque problems, will that help dissolve the plaque then also?
It will help dissolve the plaque. And the more careful you are with your diet, the better off you're going to be. Because also, when you eat carefully, when you eat more natural, fresh foods, what happens is we diminish the density of the blood. So even if there is a small problem in a blood vessel, the blood will flow better. I go back to the example of the highway. You have a highway with a line problem, with one lane problem. So traffic backs up. You can improve the thing two ways. One, you remove the plaque, which is going to take time and so forth. But the other one, which is fast and very effective, is you reduce the traffic. You put less cars, less traffic will produce a better flow of blood. So when you remove a lot of fats, of the bad fats, when you eat less, when you exercise, your blood will flow better, and you are going to, in certain ways, bypass the consequence of the plaque.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot more to go, folks. We've got to move to another question here, but you can see now, if you call Dr. Rodriguez, he will take time to answer your question in detail and show you simple solutions. You don't have to go buy some kind of medicine, spend $10,000 for a test. Just listen to what he's saying, and let him help you walk through these things. Now, a question I have already sent to me, a gentleman said that he has bowel movements that are normal most of the time, but from time to time he gets really explosive, I guess, say, diarrhea. And he doesn't know if that's normal or what goes on there.
Okay, you don't have the age of the person.
I'm guessing probably 60s, maybe 70s. Yeah. I don't know that for sure.
As we grow older, we tend to have these problems. And that happens because of changes of the microbial composition of the bowel. So when that happens, we have to review a little bit of what we're eating and make sure that we're a little bit gentler. There is a very good nutritionist that I love in England, and she always says you can actually eat anything you want as long as you cook it yourself. Those type of conditions that you're referring to happen a lot when we buy, like, canned food, preserved food, because that upsets the microbial composition of the bowel. And again, that's one of the problems of aging. The older you get, the more you might have those things, or the more frequent these problems might appear. So what you have to be is be extra careful. And it happens a lot, for example, when you travel. Let's say you're at home, you have your routine, and then you do a trip to New York and you stay in New York for 4 or 5 days, and you'll notice things like that because your food changed and the bacteria in your colon are going to say, hey, what are you giving us? What are you feeding us? Things are changing, and that thing that can happen. There's nothing bad about it. That's the good thing about it. You don't have to worry about it, but all you have to do is, when that happens, try to think what you ate that day, and then make sure you are either doing less of that or bypass it altogether. If it's something you can live without, just get it out of your life.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. And another gentleman, and I think he's also elderly. I'm guessing 60s. I'm in that area. I didn't ask the age. Maybe next time I'll ask the ages. His heart rate went up over the years. He used to run in the 60s, and now it's running in the 70s and 80s, and sometimes low 90s, and when he's resting even. And he was told by his doctor that's normal. Is that normal?
In a way, it is. If you consider that as years go by, your heart rate tends to go a little bit up, yes, it is normal. Now, what you can do to help it is start walking. And start walking every day, let's say, like 30 minutes. And you keep on doing it the same 30 minutes. The difference is you try to walk a longer distance every day in the same time, which means walk a little bit faster. So if you do that, you're going to notice that your heart rate will start going back down again.
Okay. Exercise, right? Exercise.
Exercise. But let me tell you something, because this is something that I have told people to do many times, and it works wonderful. When I say you can walk and you can do this, you don't have to do it every day. That's number one. You don't have to get sneakers and get running. Number two, you don't have to get equipment. Number three, all you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to walk, let's say, for 30 or 45 consecutive minutes. Because many people tell me, oh, I walk all day long, doctor. I go upstairs or I do this and do the other. No. When I say a little bit of exercise like I'm saying right now, is you have to do like 30 minutes. Trust me, have too long. 30 to 45 minutes is enough. You can do it like 3 to 4 times a week. That's all. And as we grow older, it gets riskier because you don't want to fall.
True.
And what I tell people, what you can do is you can go to a big shopping area like a Walmart or Costco, that type of shops, and get your cart. Get your cart and walk all around the store and do it for 45 minutes. And you're watching what's in there. At the end of the walk, you can buy whatever you need. But you already walked like 45 minutes with an excellent equilibrium thing, which is your cart. Okay. You're going to have a walker and nobody will notice. And it's completely flat. Your feet will not encounter anything. And as your legs get stronger, you're going to be able to do it in different places.
Okay, I hate to rush off the questions. And folks, please do call.
Go ahead.
We're running out of time because the caller's coming in. But please write down the number and call so we can answer your questions more thoroughly. Tonight we're getting questions, and I love them. And don't ever think that you can't call back tomorrow and ask you more details on what your questions are. You certainly can. All right, let's go to Frederick right here in West Virginia. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Butch. Hello, Dr. Rodriguez.
Hello.
Thank you for sharing all this information. My question's about, you mentioned lard. Where can you get non-GMO lard that doesn't use stem cells?
Gee, I don't think I got your question. Where you can get, you said...
if you buy lard, how can you be sure that it's non-GMO and that no stem cells were used?
Okay.
To make it.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I have found that in these last few years, I have found that one of the safest source of food is pork. I don't know why, but they don't mess with porks as much as they mess with cattle or other things. So you'd have to look around and check out things to see who has a better, who's a better producer of good quality pork. Like, for example, with chicken. With chicken, I use something that's called Mary's Chicken, which is certified organic and so forth. It's out of California. But they're really very proud of the quality of their chicken. I that's the probably the only chicken I buy. And not everybody's lucky enough as to have chicken in their own home, so they can have their own chicken. But same with pork. I buy pork. I get it from a producer, but the pork I get, it's in Mexico, so I would, you know, it wouldn't help if I give you the information. But I'm sure that if you go to the web and look for organic, good quality pork around and lard and even tallow and those things, you're going to find them. Because as we speak, more and more people are looking to get better quality food.
Okay, so, we got to, I got to cut this answer a little bit short. Any more questions, Frederick?
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy the show. Go.
Thank you. And you call Dr. Rodriguez tomorrow and get more detail. Give him the number one more time, please, Dr. Rodriguez.
It's 800-701-7345.
And folks, do call, okay? Let's go to Georgia and talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Doctor, it's my understanding that the brain is made out of cholesterol. Is that correct?
It's a lot of cholesterol in your brain. You're right.
Do statins aid that?
Excuse me?
Do statins help it or make it worse? Statin drugs.
That's a good question. I don't use them. I have never written a prescription for statins.
They're dangerous.
I think they're dangerous. There are many ways to control a higher cholesterol than normal. A high cholesterol is an indication of things that we're doing wrong. But cholesterol has to be in your body. Cholesterol, you need it. So what you have to do is you have to have more of the good cholesterol, less of the bad cholesterol, but that's achieved through dietary measurements to this type of thing. So that's what I do.
Can I add to that? Can I add to that?
Yes,
I wasn't trying to trick you, doctor. I'm just pointing out that the medical system in the United States, anyway, is concentrated on getting everybody on statins, which fights cholesterol in the brain, and you notice that there's an explosion of dementia-related problems.
Absolutely.
It is true.
And by the way,
true.
There's big money in those drugs, too, Tom.
Dementia is growing exponentially. Alzheimer's, when I was a medical student, Alzheimer's was a medical curiosity. I never saw anybody.
Yes.
And today, you see lots of people that you love that go with dementia or with Alzheimer's. You're absolutely right.
And Dr. Reese, I got very quickly, wasn't cancer the same? And when I grew up, cancer was rare. Now it's everywhere. It's thick.
We are producing diseases.
Yes,
we are producing diseases that we didn't have. We are producing a lot of things. I mean, autoimmune diseases and all these things like dementia, heart attacks, all this is exploding. Cancer is exploding. And one big problem is cancer is growing a lot in younger people. Listen to my words. We're seeing more and more cancer on people in their 30s and 40s than we used to see. Cancer used to be, yes, we had a lot or whatever, but used to be an older person's disease. And it is not anymore. We're looking at a lot of cancers in young people, in children. We're seeing a lot of cancer. And not only we're seeing more cancer, but they're becoming very aggressive. They are like exploding inside of the person.
Okay, any more questions, Tom?
Can I point out one more thing?
Yes.
Christ compared us to salt. Salt is what he compared the Christian community, the true believers, to. Christ would not have compared us to a poison for the body. And that's what they've made salt into.
True, very true. Natural salt, yeah, I agree. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Good call. All right, Dr. Rodriguez, we're down about the last minute and a half. I'm going to let you wrap it up, and be sure and get the number out again also, please.
Well, yes, I think this has been a great show. I have loved the questions of our listeners, and I hope that we can leave a message of at least a little bit of thinking about it, food for thought. What are these people talking about? Is it true? Is it not true? Find out more. Get more. Get answers to those questions, because it can save your life. It could save the life of the people that you love. And if you have any questions, I mean, make sure you don't miss the number. It's 800-701-7345, and I will be happy, very happy to talk to each and every one of you and listen to your questions and share ideas, because, yes, we can change the way we live, and we can change the lives of people that we love.
Amen. Very good information, Dr. Rodriguez. Thank you so much for coming to join us tonight. You've been a blessing. Thank you very much, Dr. Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
I'll be talking to you again real soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Folks, there you go. I mean, what can you add to that? The man is a genius when it comes to medicine. That's just all there is to it. You can call him tomorrow, like I said. Talk to him. He would love to hear from you. And please don't be embarrassed to call him. He's not too busy to talk to you. He's not like a typical doctor that brings in a patient, gives him 15 minutes, and runs him off with a prescription in his hand. He's there to give you the truth. Remember that. I can look at tomorrow night. We'll be joined by Pastor Doug Thornton. And Monday night, it's going to be just you and I. We get some very serious discussions Monday night for you and I to talk about, okay? There's so much happening, so many things we need to look into and think about. We need right now to be much in prayer for each other. We need to be seeking our Father's face for what's coming in this country. Folks, it's not looking good at all. I get information from different sources that are reliable sources. It's not looking good at all for this country. Keep your spiritual eyes and ears open. For the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Give Dr. Rodriguez a call, please. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.